Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to Ephesians 4 this morning, please? Ephesians 4. We've been on this for some weeks now, and we want to continue. Ephesians 4:11. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Did you know that apostle shouldn't sound any stranger to us than pastor? Prophet shouldn't sound any stranger to us than teacher. And yet it does. Somebody says something about a modern day apostle and folk immediately look at it sideways and think it sounds, oh, who do they think they are, an apostle? It'd be just like saying, well, who do they think they are, saying they're a pastor? Right. It's supposed to be exactly the same. Yes. And the problem is that through the generations, we as a church have lost some things. But God never changed. Right. Apostle just simply means one who is sent. A lot of our modern day missionaries who are truly sent to a country or to a place, they are apostles. They are sent ones. Phyllis and I are sent ones to Branson. Well, it's not our idea. God sent us here to minister. Doesn't mean you're an apostle to the whole world. You're an apostle to that particular, whatever God sent you to do. A prophet is one who sees and one who speaks for God. This is still going on today. Evangelists. You know, every one of these ministry gifts are for today and supposed to be seeing them all. And we are. Sometimes people are just not calling them by the same names the Bible does. Verse 12, why were these given? For the perfecting of the saints. Well, do the saints need to be perfected?
Yes.
Are you a saint?
Yes.
Do you need to be perfected?
Yes.
Some more?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
How much perfection have you gotten over the last year? Are you the same as you were last year, spiritually?
No.
Are you being perfected?
Yes.
And what did God give us to help us get perfected?
Yes.
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. What kind of man?
Perfect.
What does this word perfect mean?
Perfect.
So we just got through seeing for the perfecting of the saints till we come to a perfect man. Let me remind you what it doesn't mean. In this context, in this Bible word, does not mean flawless. And when we say perfect in modern vernacular, that's a lot of times what we mean. Flawless. That's not what this means. It means, help me out with it. Some of you remember? It means brought to its end, to its finish. It means, this is one of the best words I've seen, complete.
Yeah.
Complete. One definition is lacking nothing necessary to completeness. So when a child grows up, according to this verse, when they grow up to perfection, what does that mean? They have come to their full development. They have reached the end of their development in physical growth or whatever you're talking about. Well, he said, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. So it's obvious what he's talking about, isn't it? Is he talking about growing up?
Yes.
He's talking about developing.
Yes.
Perfecting, growing up to a perfect man, being no more children. Children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Children are easily duped, easily deceived. easily misled. And children are always changing. They're ready to ride whatever's new coming down the pike. To and fro, up and down, in and out. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up. Everybody say, may grow up.
May grow up.
Say it again.
May grow up.
May grow up. Look at your neighbor, tell them, grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Now tell them back, okay. Okay, I am. I'm growing up. Do you need to grow up? Just ask your family. Just ask your friends. Do I need to grow up anymore? Yes. Some people, oh Lord. I'm serious. Some people are pitiful. They're 50 years old and they just act like a baby all the time. It's pitiful. And it just causes untold problems. You know, Phyllis and I, you've heard us talk about some of our troubles we had in marriage in the first several years of our marriage. And one of the biggest things that helped us is just growing up.
Yeah.
But see, you don't have to grow up just because you get older.
Right.
It is not automatic. You can be 75 and be one of the biggest babies around.
Right.
And that's what's confusing to some people when they're looking at somebody and they're in a 70-year-old body, but inside they're a spiritual infant. That can be confusing to people. And just because you were born again 40 years ago does not mean you've grown up either. Growth is not automatic by reason of time. The Bible said it's newborn babes. So you're not born a fully developed adult spiritually. You're born a baby, just like in the natural. But as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You got to be fed properly to grow spiritually. And I don't mean with hamburgers and hot dogs. You got to be fed the word of God. You got to be nourished up in the words of faith. And it can't just be that you go to church and all you hear about is politics and social reform. You got to hear something else if you're going to grow up spiritually. You got to hear some word. And not just somebody quoting scriptures in a dead fashion. It has to be words of faith. Anointed words. Oh, hallelujah. And that's why God gave us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and anointed them and empowered them and gave them revelation. Why? Because that's spiritual food. That's going to feed your spirit. And if you'll feed your spirit on a regular basis, and then if you'll exercise it by doing what that word says. If it says, word says pray, you pray. Word says give, you give. Word says you walk in love, you walk in love. If you'll feed and do, eat and do, eat and do, you will grow up.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And it's happening right here in the Faith Life family.
Amen.
Other places too, but it's happening right here. The Lord told us right off. He said, I'm growing this church up quickly. And He has, and He is. How many believe that we as a church have a job to do in this planet? Hmm? No, we're not the only part of the body of Christ. We're not the most important part of the body of Christ. No, no. There's a big body of Christ. There's a lot of people doing a lot of wonderful things in the kingdom. But we got our part. And we can do something. We can make a difference. We can make a difference. And you know, feeding people in the natural is a good thing. But our first job is to feed people spiritually. And if we're not doing that, then no matter how much natural feeding we're doing, we're not doing our job. So we must do it. I know when I wrote my first partner letter, the Lord dealt with me. You're going to have partners to do what I've called you to do. And it's my plan. And the first thing you're to do is to be a good partner. And so faithful partnership. So Phyllis and I talked about it. We increased our partnership. I mean, didn't sound like much at the time, but we were doing like $20 a month and we bumped it up to $50 a month on some things. And we began to do some more than one partnership for ministries. And the main thing is we've purposed, we're going to be faithful. Every month that $20 is going to be there. Every month. And then we claimed partners for this ministry. And the numbers wasn't that big at first. We claimed 25, and then we claimed 50 and 100 and 200 and then into the thousands now. But when you do that, the Lord dealt with me to write a partner letter. And when I sat down to write it, I thought, I don't want to ask for money. I'm not going to ask for money. Amen. Well, then why am I writing this letter? I'm not going to tell about the big needs, and I'm not going to, you know, Lord, you got to help me with this. What do I say? And then I thought, well, I want to give. I don't want to ask for something. I want to give. And the Lord spoke to me, and it's been one of the cornerstone things of our ministry unto this day. He said, well, son, the most precious thing you have to give is the revelation of the word I give you. And you can give that. And that's when we started sending the free cassette. Anybody get any of those free cassettes, man? Everywhere I go, people tell me they got some of those cassettes. Well, that's a seed. And so we've continued to do that. And in so doing, we're sowing a spiritual meal. Aren't we? We're sowing a spiritual meal. And it has happened thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times that people say, man, that was just what I needed. When it came, it was just, well, they were hungry, they were needing something, and it cost them nothing. Well, that's a big, big part of our job. So that the saints would be matured. So they would be fed. So they would develop. So they would grow up. Can you say amen? Speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Said out loud, I'm growing up in the Lord. Now go to 1 Corinthians, please, the 13th chapter. We've been on this for a couple of weeks now, and I want us to look at it some more. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. What's one of the first indicators that somebody is not developed very much? What comes out of their mouth? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaketh, comes out. Whether people mean for it to or not, it comes out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603G. That's R1603G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.